Well, like any red-blooded American boy, when I wasn't playing with my Chinese toys, I was down the street with the kids from the neighborhood playing baseball. So my parents signed me up for a T-ball league, and I figured I'd be the next MVP. I'd be just like Ozzie Smith, except white and too husky to do a flip. Well, the first team I was on was called the Cubs. And I liked that because I liked Andre Dawson, but our uniforms were green and white, and that just didn't seem right to me. But I got over my disappointment and I took my place in the outfield, where you don't do much in a T-ball league, because 7-year-olds can't hit it that far. I remember when Ann Alexander would step up to the plate, she'd hit that ball and she'd run straight to first with the bat in her hand all the way there. The coach said, "Ann, you gotta let go of that grip," so she'd take her swing and she'd let it slip, and I swear that bat could end up just about anywhere. Well, we were the worst team in the league. We couldn't get a win, and that takes a toll on a young psyche. But then one day, our luck made a turn. We were playing the Angels, and like a gift from heaven, the entire team, the coach, the players, the parents, for some inexplicable reason, just didn't show up. Well, even when you win on a technicality, the results are still the same. You get a W in the books, and you head to Pizza Villa and have a pizza party. Now the next year the Cubs had a little better record. We brought in some talent, mainly this feller named Andy Fott. Yep, he was our star. You see, he could run, and he is a good thrower, and he is a good batter, and he made the team better, but he did these things that I hated. Oh, where do I start? Like he'd get to first base, and he'd slide his helmet back, then he ran to second base, and he'd throw his head back, and sooner or later, that helmet would hit the ground. He'd say, "I ran so fast, my helmet couldn't stay on." We were young, but we weren't dumb. We knew what he was up to. We all kind of thought he was a jerk. But hey, at least we're winning some games. Well, after 2 years in the Pee Wee League, they move you up to what they call the Lou Gehrig League. And that's when they brought in the pitching machine. I swear that thing would throw balls at you 500 miles per hour. And my days in the outfield picking flowers was over, cause the coach made me the catcher. And I tried to think of what kind of mistake I'd made that would make this man want to put me in an early grave. But the good news is I was really bad at it, so he sent me back to the outfield. The worst thing about the pitching machine years wasn't getting hit by the ball and ending up in tears. Nope, it was the name that they'd given our team. We weren't the Yankees, the Mets, or the A's, the White Sox, Red Sox, Padres, or Braves, or the Expos, the Cardinals, the Orioles, or Blue Jays, the Giants. And the Rockies and the Marlins weren't even teams then. But who wants to be called the Marlins? I mean, Diamondbacks, that's pretty cool. My brother was on the Bruins. I didn't know what a Bruin was, but I knew I liked it better in my team name. Because we were the Chicks. Now, the most amazing thing about this name to me is that there were both boys and girls on this team, and somehow it is highly offensive to both. Well, that was the last year of my baseball career, and when I think of what could have been, I don't shed many tears, because you see, once again, I've found myself on the very worst team. And when I think of all the horrible teams that I'd been on, and I think about what the common denominator was, it doesn't take long for me to make 2 and 2 equal 4. But surely I'm not so bad that I could bring down an entire team. But then again, there might be something to this theory, because I also played 2 years of soccer and we were awful. Well, my last year of baseball wasn't so great, but our coach found a way still to celebrate all the many minor accomplishments we had had that season. We had a cookout with hot dogs and lemonade. Then he gave us all trophies he had had made and single-handedly created an entire entitled generation. But I still display that trophy with pride, and maybe I'll be buried with it when I die. The inscription reads Chicks, 85. And then above that, in quotation marks, because I suppose somebody said it at some point, those two immortal words, we tried, but did we?